No, I think we're speaking to Anne Carney, and we're going to talk about Anne Carney's it was Age and Opportunity, and we're going to speak to her about Go for Life grant scheme. Hello, Anne, are you there?
Hi, Austin, I am.
Yes, and this is the time of the year that everything will be happening as such. Now, I want to talk to you about the Go for Life grant scheme, and what does that actually entail?
So Go for Life is the national programme to promote sport and physical activity for older people, and it's part of Age and Opportunity Sports Programme, which is funded by Sport Ireland. And during the year, we engage a lot of different activities to help get more older people more active more often. And each year, we offer a number of grants to local community groups who are helping to get older people active in their communities. So the funding goes towards promoting physical activity for older people. And this is the 18th year of the grant scheme. And to date, it's awarded 5.7 million to groups across the country over the past 18 years to help them get active in their communities.
5.7 million is not an insignificant sum of money as such. And how is it spread, and how do people make applications for it, and what is the normal type of grant? Anything can be classified as normal with regard to sport. People could be doing taekwondo, and other people could be trying to play rugby.
Yeah, I mean, people do apply for a range of activities. So the grant scheme opens for applications every August, so it's late August. We send notification out to any groups that have previously applied, anyone who's expressed an interest during the year, and then we have it available on our website and through our social media channels to let all the groups know that it's out there, that it's available. We would contact active retirement groups because we get a lot of applications there, men's sheds and different organisations, just to help spread the word. And then the deadline for applications is around the end of September. We get over 1,000 applications each year. This year, 1,028 different groups would have gotten funding, and 92% of groups are successful this year. So, you know, the vast majority of people who apply for a grant do get one. Grants range from, you know, usually in around 200 to 300 euro to groups, which may seem like a small figure, but what we have found is that groups will often subsidise that funding. So about 70% of groups will add to that, and it will allow them to do a wide range of activities. So some will apply for equipment, others may apply to get funding to rent a community hall so that they can have physical activity in the hall. They might get a trainer in. So there's a huge range of activities that we see in the application forms. I mean, people are playing pickleball, table tennis, Pilates, rowing, aqua aerobics, archery, Zumba dancing, swimming, tennis. I mean, those just a couple of the different activities that we received applications for this year.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of activity, you know. And of course, the whole rationale behind it is to keep people fit and active.
It is, absolutely, yeah. I mean, 30 minutes of physical activity 5 days a week is recommended for all ages. So, these grants are there to help groups to promote physical activity for older people in their community. So it's a really important initiative, and we're delighted to see that more, 96 applicants this year had never applied before. So, more and more people are finding out about it each year and applying for funding. So it's growing.
Yes, well, 92 last year got funding, and 96 extra applied this year. Now, that's quite a lot of people.
Around 1,000. Yeah, it is, absolutely. And we estimate that, so there's 1,028 different groups would have received funding. And as I said, some of these they're local community groups, but there would be many people in each group. So we estimate that around about 30,000 older people will actually take part in the activities funded by the grant scheme.
Yeah, it's about 30,000, is a not insignificant number of people as such. And what would the ages vary from? I presume if you're a senior citizen, it would be from 65 to 95 or maybe 105 as such. And all these types of activities you know, they contribute to longevity as such.
They do, absolutely. Now, we work with people, an older person, you know, the definition is 50 plus. So, you know, if you're working with people age 50 and over, that's, you know, you can apply for a grant to fund the activity. But absolutely, we see people across the ages. I mean, we've spoken to some groups who've got people who are in their 80s and 90s taking part. So, you know, there's no limit really to the activity that groups kind of come up with, and the diversity of ages that the grants help get active.
Yeah, well, of course, at this time of the year, most of the activity, or nearly all the activity, would be indoor, such it would entail whatever they're doing, it would be indoor mostly. And maybe in the summer, if we're going to get a summer, it might be outdoor. You know, Taekwondo was one of the things I was thinking about, that people, you know, can avail of anywhere, you know, in their own house or out in the street or the park. I do see them down at Fairview Park doing it.
That's it, and parks are a great facility. So the idea behind the grants, I suppose, is that it's giving the groups the choice of what activity they want to engage in. So, I mean, there are obviously conditions, but it's really down to the groups themselves to decide how they want to get active. They'll apply for that, and then they get the funding, and it's their choice. So they can spend it throughout the year. They'll get the funding very soon into their bank accounts, and then they can spend it throughout 2019. On a range of activities.
Yes, and of course now in the new year, they'll be all planning whatever they're going to do during the year, and they'll be setting out their stall for whatever it is and whatever activity they might think they would get into, and see what support they get from members, etc.
Absolutely, and to try something new, perhaps, something that the group hasn't done before. A lot of times that's what we find, that when they reapply, they'll give us some detail on what they spent the grant on last year, and it's always interesting to see what the outcome was.
Yeah, well, it's mostly sport, you know, the activities are physical mostly, I would say. Now, some of them would not be very, very physical as such, but you don't extend it into literature or drama or anything of that nature.
Well, I suppose the Go for Life program is the national physical activity program for older people, so the funding is to support specifically physical activity for older people and getting more older people more active. We also run the Bealtaine Arts Festival, which happens every May, and that's a different program that we run, so it's not under the grant scheme, but we do, as part of that festival, which is funded by the Arts Council, we run a range of events, and again, local groups around the country will hold their own Bealtaine events. Bealtaine is one of the largest cooperative festivals in Ireland. It happens every May across the country, and we'll be opening registration for that in the next couple of months. So keep an eye to the website, bealtaine.ie, and groups can organise their own events, and they register with us online. So it's, again, another example of the creativity of older people across the country.
Yeah, but the activity, the in-between activity I was thinking about was dance. And which is a cultural thing too, and it's a physical thing as well, you know. Does that come under the grant scheme, the activity grant scheme, dance as such? Now, dance, of course, is like wallpaper, covers everything.
Absolutely, it can indeed. So we have ballroom dancing, some groups have applied for, salsa dancing. So dance, it fits under both activities. And as part of our arts program, we have been running some dance workshops in communities in Dublin recently. So again, for anyone who wants to get information on any of the programs we run, whether it's sport or physical activity or arts and culture, if they want to visit ageandopportunity.ie and sign up for our newsletter just to keep up to date with all the events. But yeah, dance is one that kind of fits into both those areas. It gets people active, and it's a really great creative outlet.
And of course, it's a terrific social outlet. As a side effect.
And dance, absolutely, and that's extremely important as we age. that we have that connection to communities and that social interaction. It's been shown to help our physical and our mental well-being. So it's really crucial, and it's a key part of the work of Age and Opportunity. You know, our aim is to help people to live dynamic, fulfilling lives where they're more active, more engaged, more visible, more creative and more connected.
Yeah, and one of the activities that has come on stream, and not too long ago, actually, we did a bit of on a couple of programs. It was the Men's Shed. And men were very reluctant in the very beginning to come out. Now, women are apparently the opposite. But men, but when the shed started, they saw the potential with regard to all sorts of things. I know there was electrical workshops going on and wood turning and wood this and wood that and all sorts of other things. And that was something that started. It took off very slowly. It started in Australia, apparently, but it took off very slowly. But now it's a force to be reckoned with.
Absolutely, and we see more and more men's sheds getting involved in the Go for Life program. As I said, I think we had a couple of hundred applications this year from men's sheds, and we also see them getting involved in the Bealtaine Arts Festival. So it's a really great initiative. It continues to grow in Ireland. We have a very good relationship with them, and we would be delighted to see more men's sheds applying in future years and getting involved in all our programs.
Yeah, now the original funding is, I presume, is resourced by from the central funds, by government funds as such, or whatever department that we come through as such. And, you know, you say the last, and I don't know many years you told me, but 5.7 million, you know, and that's not an insignificant figure.
Yes, so it's funded by Sport Ireland, who obviously received their funding from the Department of Sport. So, and our Bealtaine Festival is funded by the Arts Council. Mm-hmm. And we're also, as an organisation, we also receive funding from the HSE.
The funding from the HSE, is it for any specific purpose?
It's across all three of our programmes.
Some of
physical activity, some of our arts, and general our engagement programme, which is, we run a number of personal development courses around ageing, retirement, preparing for retirement, civic engagement, how to get involved in your communities, your local older people's council. So the funding goes to all the different programs that we run.
Yes, and of course this is essential now to communicating between, the communications between all the different groups and networking and all sorts of bits of things. Make a huge difference to a person's lives. We have had experiences where people were sitting in front of televisions all day long. Well, I won't say all day long, but for quite a long while, and not budging out. And we saw that where they were encouraged to come by maybe a friend or somebody drop in. Why don't you come down to whatever it is? And eventually they got them out. And you can't get them out of the activity now. A very positive side to everything. Now, whether it might be anything, it could be a literary group, or it could be a drama group, or, like you say, a dance group, or even, you know, anything you like as such. Once it gets them active and mobile, which is, I think, is one of the major things.
Absolutely. And we'd encourage anyone who knows someone who might just need that little bit of push or a bit of encouragement to get involved in some way, to let them know about the range of programs that are on offer.
Now, and with regard to the future, we're heading into 2019. I was nearly going to say 1919, but we're heading into 2019, and it'll be a brand new year, and it'll bring up brand new challenges as such, and brand new opportunities. And in 1919, I'm 100 years too late again. In 2019, is to really expand as such, and you have plans for expansion?
I mean, that's always something that we're interested in, depending on funding. But for now, I suppose we're carrying on with our three initiatives, so our arts program, our sport program, and our engage program. And we have lots of exciting events on the horizon. If people want to look at ageandopportunity.ie, next up for us will be the Bealtaine Festival, which, as I said, is happening in May. Then we will have our Go for Life Games event, which sees teams from every county in Ireland coming to Dublin to compete in June. And there's lots of other activities happening throughout the year. So, and we're always looking for funding to fund more activities and help get more people, more older people, more involved in their communities and in our different programs. So,
well, Anne, we will wish you all the very best and a very happy Christmas to all the people who you provide activities for. And we will be back to you in maybe sometime in the new year, as the fellow says. And we'll be able to catch up with to see what you're doing. And we wish you all the very, very best in the future. I'd like to thank you all for
Thanks
coming
very much,
on.
Austin.